Cover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
We're celebrating National Cheeseburger Day.
Who doesn't love a nice, juicy cheeseburger?
Today is National Cheeseburger Day.
Royale with cheese. Royale with cheese.
Cheeseburger or hamburger?
Make it a cheeseburger.
Correct it!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 5. With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters. A panel of the Food and Drug Administration rejected a plan to offer Pfizer booster shots against COVID-19 to most Americans. But they did vote unanimously to recommend emergency use authorization of a booster dose to those people ages 65 and older, or for those who have severe disease or are at high risk of severe COVID-19. The Pentagon has retreated from its defense of a drone strike that killed multiple civilians in Afghanistan last month. It announced Friday that an internal review revealed that only civilians were killed in the attack, not an Islamic State extremist as first believed. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 166 points, the NASDAQ dropped 137, the S&P 500 lower by 40, oil dropped 64 cents to close at $71.97 a barrel. This is SRN News.
Hi, I'm Robert Jeffress. Sometimes our emotions are like massive mountains that stand in our way. Obstacles like doubt, bitterness, or fear keep us from enjoying a peaceful life of courage. In my brand new book called Invincible, I want to show you how to overcome barriers like guilt, loneliness, grief, anxiety, and more. Whatever barrier stands in your way, rest assured, with God's help, you are invincible.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Today is September 17th, Constitution Day. It celebrates the day when the U.S. Constitution was signed in 1787. It was ratified 2 years later in 1789. And for the next 200 years, it's been totally ignored by elected officials and citizens alike. Happy Constitution Day.
Isn't that the one with the Second Amendment, Joe?
I have two shotguns at my home. They're locked in a safe. There's a metal gun case. We live in an area that's wooded, somewhat secluded. And I said, Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony and fire two blasts outside the house.
Buy shotgun. Buy shotgun.
You don't need machine gun. You don't need 30 rounds.
Buy shotgun. Buy a double barrel shotgun.
Okay, it was obviously auto-tuned. Joe Biden actually said that in a gun control debate. Just get a shotgun and fire two blasts out the back door. Look at me. I knocked off a 55-gallon drum of tapioca. Oh, you'll have to forgive me. I have some kind of digestive distress going on. And
uh-oh.
I would never guess, man. You look good.
Got breaking
You're
news.
Lying. You have to be lying.
It's the shirt, man. I like the shirt.
The shirt, yes.
I like the shirt.
Yeah, we got breaking news from Governor Ivey.
Oh, uh-huh. Hang on. Let me get the sounder. I said.
Shortwave. Take it down.
The Americans could be killed.
What'd you say? shut up.
Are you ready? Governor Ivey has called a special session for prisons. Governor Ivey has announced the date for the Alabama's legislature special session will be Monday, September 27th. Lawmakers will have the task of addressing prison infrastructure as well as examining proposals to build three new prisons.
That's what we need. No, the left, they want to tear down the prisons. They want, they got all these great societal reforms, like, just look at the recidivism rate.
Look at Minnesota.
Yeah.
We're going to get rid of the cops.
Yeah.
I mean, we're actually taking that to a vote.
And nobody in their right mind is going to want to live there. Because guess what? Your faith in the people who commit crimes to stop because there's no police, that's a real moronic take on it.
Well, as a realtor, when someone from out of state calls and says, well, what's the crime situation like? Oh, it's great. We don't have any cops. No problem.
Other than that, we have no police.
How well can you fight? You know what I mean?
Just absolute lunacy, man. They never learn. They never seem to learn. Let me get a word in here for Georgia Floors Direct on the boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination for half a century. You have roughly, I think, is it 300,000 something square yards of choices? That's a lot of flooring. Both single room remnants, rolls of carpeting that you can redo a house. They have hardwood and laminate and tile floors. And, man, they've got some people over there that are just incredibly creative. They have done... You saw that bathroom at the last house.
Beautiful bathroom. Looks like out of a spa.
All I wanted was to tile the floor. I had the, when I got the house, it had the linoleum or something in there. Awful.
Yes.
Just awful. So I wanted to, so I got tile, and Jeff Mallinson came out and said, you know, for this much extra, we could actually tile the walls around the tub and the shower and make this look like a spa.
It does.
Holy moly. It was just incredible. I was so glad I made that decision. So, and they also did a design, like a design strip in the middle of all the tile. Small pieces that were crafted together to make a pattern. I just was blown away. You know, they've got super talented artisans that do all their installations. So everything that happens there, it starts with Jeff and his merry band of floriers, and it ends in your home with people that really know their stuff when it comes to installation of flooring. So stop by and see Jeff and his team Monday through Saturday at Georgia Floors Direct. Visit them on Facebook as
Hi,
well.
This is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here at the Goodson Group, we market homes for sale, sell homes to buyer clients, but we also help people rent their homes to qualified tenants through our property management company. It is amazing that the sales market and the rental market are doing well at the same time. We receive so much interest on our rental properties, we have gone to an open house concept with rentals. There is a tremendous shortage of available homes to buy and a shortage of available homes to rent at this time. If you are moving and don't want to sell your home, let us rent your home for you. If you've been trying to rent your property and found it hard to collect rent, problems with repair personnel, qualifying new tenants, then the Goodson Group can help you. I have over 43 years experience in the real estate sales and rentals. For over 20 years, our property management department has done a great job. For information, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225. That's 551-0225, or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net.
Hi, Samantha. What are you up to?
Susan, hi. Oh, I'm out running some errands. I have to pick up some prescriptions for Tom at Adams Drugs. Oh,
I wish I could find a pharmacy to deliver my prescriptions. I'm still a little scared about going into the store.
I felt the same way and still don't go in very often, but we use Adams Drugs. They'll deliver our prescriptions to us anytime I'm not able to get to the store. They have the friendliest delivery people.
Adams Drugs?
Yes. Sometimes they even call me to let me know I have some prescriptions to be refilled. When I have questions about my medicine, I call and talk to the pharmacist right then. You just don't get that kind of service anymore.
Sounds like they know you very well.
They do. They're like family to me now. I depend on Adams Drugs. Always have and always will.
You've convinced me. We have an Adams right down the street, and I'm going to have them deliver my prescriptions. I wish I'd known about Adams years ago.
You'll depend on Adams Drugs as much as I do.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at RiversideUSA.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Be patient, be flexible, have a plan, be ready, because the rain chances are going to be higher than normal, not only this weekend, but right on through the early part of next week as well. For tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, periods of showers from time to time. There could be a thunderstorm or two here and there. Lows at night in the low 70s, high temperatures during the day in the low 80s, and not much change on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's a story we broke this morning.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Elton John was wandering around his house singing songs, his own songs to himself, when he fell.
No, I'm still standing better than I ever knew.
So he hurt his hip and has had to postpone his tour, but it'll be okay.
I liked that this morning when I got up to that, and it was good.
Glad you liked it.
Yeah, man, you're funny this morning.
All right, Steve, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Just had a question, maybe a comment or two.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had a chance to listen to the show all day or the last couple of days much, except on the way home. Has there anything ever been released on the Arizona audit?
No, not yet, but it's getting closer.
Yeah.
There was some story yesterday. Oh, the Arizona Supreme Court ordered the release of the findings. So all the legal challenges have been tossed. So there's nothing to prevent them from doing that.
Well, I hope they put it out there. Also, I had a comment to make about the monoclonal antibodies or whatever.
Yeah, that Joe Biden says, you know, we're giving too many of those to those damn Republican states. So now he's going to start rationing, you know, from Florida and Alabama, I would assume. Anybody that didn't vote for the dumb son of a bitch.
Well, he's gonna
did I say dumb son of a bitch? I meant it.
He's going to start a war if he keeps on within this country.
I think that's their goal. I think they want that so they have an excuse to impose martial law and use the military against the population. I don't put anything past these people.
I think so, too. They always talked about Trump being a dictator, which he wasn't. The real dictator is the Democratic Party.
Well, of course. The people that scream the loudest about that kind of stuff are usually, that's their intention. So they just flip it. You know, I've seen that time after time after time.
Right. Thanks a lot, Greg.
Sure. I mean, how many times have we had to listen, you know, and endure a Leonardo decapitated lecture or some other twerp about climate change? You can't drive a car and all this other stuff. Well, they're flying private jets to a conference to tell you about the end of the world. It's hypocrisy used to be something that could bring down a career. And now it's practiced openly. And without, when you don't have to worry about a very small segment of the media. Now, Fox has a lot of viewers, but they, the New York Post, when it comes to newspapers and talk radio, we're it in challenging some of this madness going on. AOC ethics complaints, because how did you get that $35,000 ticket so you could wear your tax the rich dress? General Milley, clearly traitorous behavior, informing a hostile actor in the world about, don't worry, I'll call you if we're going to attack. Do you think the Japanese military leader Tojo called FDR and said, hey, don't worry, if we're going to attack, we'll give you a note?
No.
It didn't work out that way, did it?
No.
That's just unbelievable. And if it happened under Trump, you can bet your ass that heads would have rolled immediately.
Dude, I've gotten shot down twice on trying to do something because they want a card. You know, they're like, hey, if you want to come to this concert, you have to show your card or your negative COVID test. And then they got that Wonder Years thing in town, and I was thinking about doing that, you know, and they're like, well, you got to be vaccinated to do it. If you're not, if you don't have all your shots, you can't come and hang out.
That's a bunch of crap.
I know, man.
Absolute bunch of crap. It's unconstitutional. We need a Supreme Court ruling on that really quick. Mike.
Hey, Greg, how you doing today?
You know, it's Friday. I can't complain. Really.
You look good, man.
All right, thanks.
Yeah,
I look good.
Can I make a request?
Yes.
Can you play that song by Rosie and the Cat House Band?
Sure.
Okay, freaking.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, her face is great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good one now.
All right. You got Rosie all pruned up there.
Good devil.
Here's your song. Rosie and the Cat House Band. I just love that meme I posted earlier today. It's a black cat, and I'm not being racist. It's a black cat that looks like it's ready to commit murder.
You ever wake up to that, Rosie?
There's a little Yorkie right behind the black cat. It looks like it's trying to warn the owner, like this cat's really, really wants you dead.
He's coming for you, man.
And I've heard that that is the way they could be. 173 reactions to that one.
That cat, boy.
Who do we have?
Jeff.
All right, Jeff, good afternoon to you.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, you know, I was listening to y'all just now. I called Joey earlier, and I'm on basically say the same thing. You know, back in the, 15th century when, dadgummit. Thomas Becket was alive. You know, Becket was the Archbishop of Canterbury.
Mm-hmm.
And he was giving the king a hard time about his promiscuousness.
Promiscuousness.
And the king said, huh?
Yeah, go ahead.
And the king says, do I not have one man amongst me to rid me of this problem? Do we not have any Republicans with a backbone to rid us of this crap that we're going to put up with?
No, the few that have spoken up and had the courage, like Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Jim Jordan. That's it. That's it. And I just don't, I don't know what's going to happen, but that's, we need an army, a Republican army, a conservative army in D.C. And what do we have? We have limp-wristed members of the establishment who really only care about advancing the needs of their donors and whatever's going to line their pockets. It's a pathetic group.
Be nice if we could just fire them all since we're the ones that put them in office.
I agree. I absolutely agree with you.
I mean, don't they work for us?
That's the premise. But are they working for us now? Not at all. No.
I do believe the Constitution says we the people.
And they're teeing it up for Republicans to say, folks, these guys are crazy. This is what they want to do to you. I don't see that happening anywhere. But you see, the last time that type of talk came in, thank you for the call, it was Obama. And the Tea Party was an immediate result of that. Everybody had a place to channel their concerns. And as a group, and they used the IRS to intimidate him and everything else. Bastard that he was. Used the IRS against them and put them through a lot of grief to silence them. It's Constitution Day. I don't care how repulsive or repugnant your thoughts or your beliefs might be, but the Constitution allows them. Because sometimes you need to know that there are people that think a certain way so you can defend against them. But all the censorship, putting the word harmful language alert on our Constitution in the National Archives, we should be down there looking for the person that whose idea that was, drag them out into the street, lock them up in the stocks, and throw spoiled fruit at them. Ronnie?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Could you buy yoga pants?
I haven't played it, but I could, yes.
Okay.
All right. Bye. So, you got to get the first baseball game in.
Yeah.
Let me just take a quick look ahead here. I was also going to play Freedom to Chains by Paul Harvey, which is a great commentary that he made, gosh, I don't know, 50, 55 years ago, 1965. So, but it really speaks to what's going on right now, today. The guy was a visionary. If we don't do it today, we'll do it Monday when we get all serious and stuff. We're still trying to squeeze a few requests in, like the first baseball game. Hey, we got to get to John Lee Paints, pal.
Yes, we do.
We got to pick out that stain because Rich says it's going to stop raining in mid-October.
When that happens.
So when it does, we want to be able to put that, you know, apply that right on the deck.
Yeah, man.
That's something else that John Lee Paints does carry. Our great, what would you call that, stains that protect.
Yeah, a good deck stain. Okay. And they have the grit that goes in it. It's just not a bag of sand. It is this container of really fine white glass beads, I would assume.
I'll never forget one morning. I needed something out of the car. I wasn't even ready to leave for work yet. And there's a shortcut from my bathroom to the garage. But the deck is in between. And it had been raining, and I went out there, and I literally, I did a move that Gene Kelly would have been proud of.
Oh, I can imagine.
Without falling. But it was like being out of control. I said, man, this is dangerous.
A lot of people around here will put like some kind of sandpaper with tape on the bottom of it, and they'll stick strips of it down so they don't fall.
Yeah,
and
but
you're
that can't look that good. Sandpaper doesn't last.
No, it's not going to look good. What
so
you're going to have.
We'll just put it right in with the deck stain.
It's going to look so good.
In addition, they can also provide you with the best paints for interior and exterior painting. Interior, it's Richards. Exterior, they have their own brand, Solar Proof. And it looks awesome. We put that stuff up a lot. It looks like it was applied yesterday.
And I still have some on the Crocs I'm wearing right now.
No, yeah. It really does last. Look at that.
It stays, man. It's that color right there.
I can't believe it. There's your proof on Seth Spotlow's Crocs. When you use Solar Proof by John Lee, it stands up to everything.
You my dirty
wow.
feet.
That's a great group. Great group of people over there, too, by the way. Any question on how to apply, what brush, what roller, how to prepare a surface, etc., they got it all right there for you. 34 Coliseum Boulevard. Please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here.
Traffic is brought to you by Dylan Rings. Dylan Rings has great watches and beautiful rings, or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dylan Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road and check them out on Facebook.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a little slow traffic on I-85 merging to 65 southbound. We're busy across the Alabama River Bridge. We've got a lot of congestion on the boulevard. Taylor Road is busy, but no new accidents to tell you about at the moment. Looking good in Wetumpka, Prattville, and Millbrook as well. Bad credit? Don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or automobile. Call MCS, the Mortgage and Loan Center, top of the mountain in Wetumpka, 567-9000. And MLS 232876 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Are you traveling this summer? How about a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors? From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
So, Rodney, they tell me you're a fancy X-ray technician now.
That's right.
Good. I want you to look inside my walls and make sure my wiring is safe.
What?
Wouldn't it be nice if someone really could look inside your walls? Well, now somebody can. Crosby Electric is your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. And that's important to you because each year over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem.
Look here, Rodney. What do you see?
A wall?
What kind of X-ray technician are you?
Using special high-tech equipment, Crosby Electric will check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to pinpoint potential problems and make sure you're safe.
Grandma, I just x-ray people.
People?
Are you looking at my bloomers?
No, Grandma, I would never...
Why, you little whippersnapper.
To really know if your wiring is safe, visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Now you'll be safe with Current Safe.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Big Harry Carey fan. I love it. You know, I love Harry Carey, and I love, and I just, you know, Harry, of course, did the first baseball game ever played. You guys are aware of that.
Sure.
Yeah, he was the only guy around at that time to do that game, and it was wonderful. I got an old tape of it, and I listened to it all the time. Hello, fans. This is Harry Carey. Welcome to today's game between the Bethlehem Braves and the Jerusalem Giants. Kind of a sparse crowd here today, as a plague of locusts has made it tough to get out to the ballpark. You can hear the vendors, though. Hey, manna, get your manna. Who wants bread from heaven? It's hot. It's fresh. It just fell. Hot manna here. Penance, our fathers, Hail Marys. Can't get absolution without an act of contrition. Who wants a rosary here? Water. What? Uh-oh. Wine. Who wants wine now? Peter looks into Jesus for the sign. Jesus gives him the sign. Holy cow! Peter denies it. He gives it to him again. He denies it again. Once more. That's three times, and Jesus is out to give Peter a sermon on the mound. Jesus, of course, the big hero in yesterday's game, came up in the bottom of the ninth with the Braves down 3-0 and hit a bases empty grand slam. Fans, we haven't had a miracle like that since we had fishes and loaves night here. I had a chance to talk with the Savior after the game, and this is what he had to say.
Well, Harry, the ball was on the outside part of the bag. I was not time to make contact. First of all, I want to thank my father for loading the bases, muchas gracias, señor, and also the Holy Ghost for bringing up the double play.
Back to live action! Lazarus up to the plate now. What's that? Oh, I'm sorry. Lazarus up to the plate now. Here's the pitch. Oh, no, he's hit. He's hurt. He's down. Holy cow, he's dead. But wait a minute. He gets back up. That's the sixth time this week. That kid can take one for the team. Abraham up to the plate now. Probably up here to sacrifice. Infield drawn in for the patriarch, and now there's some action in the Bethlehem bullpen. I can't quite make out the back of his robe. It is the big number 10, Moses, just called up from the burning bush league. Already gaining a reputation for that lightning fast pickoff move, reminding those runners that thou shalt not steal. Give it over to Steve Stone.
Thank you, Harry. Fans, you want to be here this Tuesday night when the Braves meet the Calvary Cubs. It's going to be Nabisco Communion Wafer Day here at the ballpark. All fans 33 and under get a free Eucharist signed by the Saviors. You know, fans, Nabisco Communion Wafers go down smooth. Won't stick to the roof of your mouth like those cheap imitation sacraments. Sure, they cost a little more, but when it comes to your eternal salvation, isn't it worth that extra buck in the collection plate? Remember, fans, the next time you go to the rail for that body and blood, ask for the host with the most. Ask for Nabisco.
Thanks, Steve. Here's some scores now from around the league. A big upset. David 1, Goliath nothing. Ends a long win streak for the big guy. Oh, no. Job is on the 15-day disabled list with a bad case of leprosy. Pulled a hamstring. Pulled it right off. The Angels have sent Lucifer down. That's a shame. When that fellow was in his prime, he could throw some heat. This year, his earned run average has ballooned to a hefty 6.6.6.
This may be the dumbest song I've ever written. It's pretty new, and it's just about real life, so let's do it.
was out for 3 days to visit her mom. I was supposed to cook and clean while she was gone. Somehow she never buckles under all the demands. I had to know her secret, I had to understand. Well, I thought it might be coffee, but that gives her the shakes. It might be soap operas, but she says they're too fake. It's not the car she drives or what she puts in her hair. I realized it's got to be something that she wears. Yoga pants. She wears them all day. Yoga pants. At work and at play. Yoga pants. What's all the fuss? What makes them so special that they keep them from us? Yoga pants. Well, any normal person would leave it alone. But I'm not a normal person and nobody was home. My wife was out of town and the kids were outside. I went into the bedroom and decided I would try yoga pants. So stretchy and thin, yoga pants. Feels like my own skin. Yoga pants. Where you been all my life? I've never done yoga, but these make me wanna try. Yoga pants. So soft and so sleek. Yoga pants. Feels good on my cheek. Yoga pants. These are the best. If you're waiting for a video, don't hold your breath.
Peace Talk, 93.1 of MWACV as we get close to the end of the line here on a Friday afternoon. We had a request from somebody about a story that happened, I think, 4 years ago at an airport. I thought it was on the West Coast, but it turned out to be Nashville.
Oh.
What happened is some prankster thought it would be funny to put paper towels, stuffed paper towels, into a toilet bowl, the woman's restroom in the airport, and clog it.
Ooh.
Well, they did, and they succeeded, and it created a situation where, I forget how much, but it was like hundreds of gallons of water with human waste ended up being sprayed like chocolate frosting on a baggage rack. And hundreds of bags were decorated, frosted with turd.
What would you do if it was yours?
I don't know what you'd do. I mean, you probably want, I would assume you'd want the stuff that's in the suitcase.
Yeah, definitely.
But I don't want, I mean, can you imagine putting something like that in the trunk of your car and then opening it when you get home?
I'd make them hose it down.
Yeah, you want to start maybe with some type of cleansing chemical.
Yeah.
But gloves. Even then,
put some gloves
the
on
bag is probably.
Oh, it's gone. Yeah, totally. The bag is gone. The stuff inside, maybe not. Unless you open it and something falls in, but hopefully not.
That's all I could find. I didn't have any bits related to that because I ran a search.
I loved your search. That was awesome.
I went to my audio resource and I typed in poop luggage airport. Figuring there's got to be a home run in that group somewhere, right?
Yeah, man. I don't see how. That was just not great.
How do I go wrong with something like that? But nothing turned up. Otherwise, it's just another day, folks, with I don't think news that would surprise any of you that pay attention. Just got to hang in there. I'm trying to keep the faith. But it's like our caller said a few minutes back. It's getting long in the game here. Even though it's only 8 months, the damage that they've done, the way they talk about the unvaccinated, the way they want to punish anybody that doesn't agree with them, this is not, here on Constitution Day, this is not the America I grew up in or the one that I want. And I think most of you share that. The frustration right now, the mystery is, how do we strategically combat this and reverse it?
They're trying to weasel their way in everything that you do.
Everything. The government wants to be up your ass from your dinner plate to what you drive, where you go. I mean, they're seriously, if they get away with all this crap they're talking about in the name of climate change equals communism. When was the last time you saw a picture from inside a communist country where everybody was smiling because life was so great?
Never.
It doesn't happen. And that's one reason why AOC, in addition to just being an unholy, just has no business being in Congress. She looks like, you know, thin, with the glasses, and unhappy, and busy planning your life. And if it ends up that way, don't say that we didn't warn you, because we did. 5:36.
Montgomery Skywatch, traffic still very busy on East Boulevard from Vaughn Road up to I-85 and on over to Atlanta Highway. Got a lot of cars on Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson, all those headed 231 to Wetumpka. And we're still very busy, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery, but everybody's getting along, no problems, and traffic is moving nicely at this moment. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Are you coming to the end of your lease? Reinhardt Used Car Super Center can help you get a newer vehicle. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center, East Boulevard. For Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Don't miss Brubaker's Summer Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air rallies for you. No matter the problem, Dixie will tackle it. After all, we're your biggest fan. Visit CallDixie.com today.
Number 15033.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, then get ready to pay up. The IRS has giant private collection agencies actively tracking down folks who owe the IRS. So if you think dodging them was stressful in the past, it's going to get a whole lot tougher. Optima Tax Relief has this advice. Don't wait. Solve your tax problems now before it's too late. Optima Tax Relief works to stop the demand letters, stop the aggressive collection actions, and stop the IRS collectors from targeting you. Ask Optima about the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, and nobody knows this program better than they do. Optima is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and they get results, having resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Get a fresh start. Call today for your free consultation.
Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I just got an alert on my phone. Rain will begin at 5:48. But it doesn't look from the radar. It's probably going to be light. And I can't believe I see Randall on the line. Where you been?
I mean, I've been hanging, I guess. But, Greg, your passion is there. And you took people to D.C. before. And yeah. I've heard these phone calls since this morning. And people know what the problem is, and they need a leader, Greg. Why can't the fight start right here in Montgomery? Why can't it start with? Why can't you take us back and let's take? I know it's a dart to throw at a wall, but I mean, why can't it be you? You've been there, you've done this, you know the ins and outs and the woes. And ain't somebody said we got to start off like January 6th? But I mean, we got to start somewhere, don't we?
There's still people from January 6th sitting in jail. You know, they're going to turn it around. There's no reason for that. Nobody got, the only people that got hurt were protesters, one executed by a Capitol cop. And the media played that like, well, she deserved it, even though she was an honored veteran of our military. That's what we're up against. It doesn't matter how we spin it. They're going to make the rest of the country think we're all nuts. Crazy ass Trump supporters.
Where does it leave our great grandchildren? I mean, I know everybody's wondering that question. I mean,
what we're seeing here, and I'm kind of heartened by the fact that one of the 10 Republicans that voted to impeach Trump has already resigned. or he's not going to run for re-election. We need to get the weak need out, and we need the people with courage in, men and women. In fact, right now, the women are outperforming the men in the Republican Party when it comes to balls, for lack of a better term.
All right, well, I'll be looking to see who you vote for now on, I promise. That is one thing I will take my cue from, and thank you for today.
Sure, thank you, Randall. Good to hear from you. You know, and the other thing is, we're not hearing about our people much. We see him. I saw Tuberville on Fox this afternoon. I couldn't really, I don't know why he was on or what he was talking about, but at least with Tommy, and we'll see, we're bound to get somebody really good to replace Shelby. I've been here 16 years. Shelby's never returned a call, a note, nothing.
He's been in there for a long time.
Yeah, way too long. He's part of the problem. You know, he votes enough. You know, they give him enough so he can come back to Alabama and say, look what I did, you know, all these conservative things. But in the meantime, he's one of those aisle-bending Republicans. We need to play the Democrats, beat them at their own game. They don't buckle on a damn thing. And they just, and as wrong-headed as they are and as destructive as their policies are, they just merrily move right forward. So after all that depressing news, we'll do something funny after Rich's forecast.
Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Be patient, be flexible, have a plan, be ready, because the rain chances are going to be higher than normal, not only this weekend, but right on through the early part of next week as well. For tonight, tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, periods of showers from time to time. There could be a thunderstorm or two here and there. Lows at night in the low 70s, high temperatures during the day in the low 80s, and not much change on Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Capital Tractor is growing now with 4 locations. If you appreciate the rewards of working hard and getting the job done right, we'd like to talk to you about joining our team. Capital Tractor, Kubota, and you. Together, we do more. Montgomery, Brundage, Mobile, and Lucedale, Mississippi.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, Costello, I'm going to New York with you. You know, Bucky Harris, the Yanks manager, gave me a job as coach for as long as you're on the team.
Look, Abbott, if you're the coach, you must know all the players.
I certainly do.
Well, you know, I never met the guys, so you'll have to tell me their names, and then I'll know who's playing on the team.
Oh, I'll tell you their names, but you know, strange it may seem, they give these ballplayers nowadays very peculiar names.
You mean funny names?
Strange names, pet names, like Dizzy Dean and...
His brother, Daffy.
Daffy Dean.
I'm their French cousin.
French?
Gouffet.
Gouffet Dean, oh, I see. Well, let's see, we have on the bags, we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
That's what I want to find out.
I say, who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
Are you the manager?
Yes.
You're going to be the coach, too?
Yes.
And you know the fellow's name?
Well, I should.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who?
The guy playing first.
Who is on first?
I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
That's it.
That's who?
Yes.
Look, you got a first baseman?
Certainly.
Who's playing first?
That's right.
When you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it.
All I'm trying to find out is the fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The guy that gets the
That's
money.
That's it.
Who gets the money on
he
first?
He does, every dollar. Sometimes his wife comes down and collects it.
Whose wife?
Yes. What's wrong with that?
Look, all I want to know is when you sign up the first baseman, how does he sign his name to the
Who?
Contract? The guy.
Who?
How does he sign his
That's
name?
That's how he signs it.
Who?
Yes.
All I'm trying to find out is what's the guy's name on first base?
No, what is on second base?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
One base at a time.
Well, don't change the players.
Either. I'm not changing nobody.
Take it easy, buddy.
I'm only asking you, who's the guy on first base?
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
Guy's name on first base.
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
Oh, he's on third. We're not talking about him. Now, let's begin.
How did I get on third base?
Why, you mentioned his name.
If I mention a third baseman's name, who did I say is playing third?
No, who's playing first?
What's on first?
What's on second?
I don't know.
He's on third.
There I go, back on third again. Will you stay on third base and don't go off it?
All right, what do you want to know?
Now, who's playing third base?
Why do you insist on putting who on third base?
What am I putting on third?
What is on second?
You don't want who on second?
Who is on first?
I don't know. Third base?
Sure.
The left fielder's name.
Why?
I just thought I'd ask.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
Then tell me who's playing left field.
Who is playing first?
I'm not. Stay out of the infield. Oh, don't. I want to know.
know, what's the guy's name in left field?
No, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base. And the left fielder's name?
Why?
Because.
Oh, he's center field.
He's center field. Look, you got a pitcher on the team?
Sure.
The pitcher's name?
Tamara.
You don't want to tell me today?
I'm telling you,
then
man.
Go ahead.
Tamara.
What time?
What time what?
What time tomorrow you going to tell me who's pitching?
Now listen, who is not pitching?
I'll break your arm, you say, who's on first. I want to know what's the pitcher's name.
What's on second?
I don't know. Third base. Got a catcher?
Certainly.
The catcher's name?
Today.
Today. And tomorrow's pitcher?
Now you've got it.
All we got is a couple of days on the team. You know, I'm a catcher, too.
So they tell me.
I get behind the plate, do some fancy catching. Tomorrow's pitching on my team, and a heavy hitter gets up.
Yes.
Now, the heavy hitter bunts the ball. When he bunts the ball, me being a good catcher, I want to throw the guy out of first base, so I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now, that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's all you have to do.
Just to throw the ball to first base.
Yes.
Now, who's got it?
Naturally.
I throw the ball to first base, somebody's got to get it. Now, who has it?
Naturally.
Who?
Naturally.
Naturally?
Naturally.
So I pick up the ball and I throw it to naturally.
No, you don't. You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's different.
That's what I say.
You're not saying that.
I throw the ball to naturally.
You throw it to who?
Naturally.
That's it.
That's what I said.
Listen, you ask me.
I throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
Now you ask me.
You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's it.
Same as you.
Don't change them around.
Same as you.
Go ahead, now get it over.
I throw the ball to who? Whoever it is drops the ball and the guy runs a second.
Yes.
Who picks up the ball and throws it to what? What throws it to, I don't know. I don't know, throws it back to tomorrow. Triple play.
Yes.
Another guy gets up and it's a long fly ball to be caught. Why? I don't know. He's on third and I don't give a darn.
What?
I said I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
I'm an idiot. Come on.
And Seth Spotler says, I've never heard that before.
It was great, man. And they kept up with it for a long time.
And Seth finally did as he was told and watched Young Frankenstein.
Thank you.
We had that request on the Nashville toilet story, and I figured out what I was missing. What made the story funny were news anchors who were trying to report the story on TV. So this will be our last hurrah this afternoon. Let's see if we can get this on.
A sticky situation at an airport in Tennessee after baggage was sprayed with raw sewage.
Sprayed?
I know. Check it out. Happened at Nashville Airport. Well, this is the airport.
Okay.
Picture it, if you will. Water and sewage from a clogged toilet leaked to the floor onto a conveyor carrying passenger luggage.
Henry's been in here again.
The airport says the tainted baggage was sanitized before being loaded onto planes and the passengers were not exposed.
How do you sanitize it?
Exactly.
Just hose it off.
Apparently, this is the second time it's happened at the Nashville airport. Some travelers say they just couldn't believe it.
Oh, no, there'd be some backlash on that. I mean, accidents happen, but that's a big accident.
Oh, that's disgusting. I would never want that to happen to my bags.
Said it happened.
Especially the ones under your eyes, lady.
Southwest, the airline affected by the leak, says they're going to replace some of the more soiled bags.
Oh, my God.
The rest of you who just have a little soil, you're on your own. The 10 flights were delayed. The airport is promising to change the layout of the bathroom so it never happens again.
Well, soil is one of those words. There's just no way to say it. It just sounds like chunky moisture.
Oh.
It's the two words.
Yeah.
Corn. How'd that get on my bag?
Okay, too far. Oh, my God. Here's the deal. Just wait. This just it. We're on TV. There are people watching. We're not in a private area. Just FYI. Oh my gosh. All right.
Honey, is that asparagus?
No. All right. I'm going to do this, and it's going to be great.
Okay, there you go. TV anchors, man. Most of them just are. You think that was funny? What could be worse than having your luggage come back with poop other than Hillary Clinton's poop on it?
Mm.
And on that note, by the way, AOC, this goes back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago. AOC got hit with a second ethics complaint over this hugely expensive event. We still don't know how she got a $30,000 ticket or who provided the gown or the jewelry that she wore. Miss Tax the Rich. on her ass. And I'll make this prediction. Nothing happens to her. There's no consequence whatsoever for that action, even though ethics complaints have been, and the morons that live in her district will put her right back in. Seth, thanks for coming by this afternoon.
Thanks, man.
Rosie, thank you.
Thank you.
We got this last break, and at the end of it, you're going to hear Paul Harvey with Freedom to Change. Have a great weekend. We'll see you bright and early Monday morning here on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a good bit of congestion on East Boulevard from Vaughn Road up to I-85. Taylor Road is still busy and a little slow traffic. Not much, but a little between Vaughn and Chantilly Parkway. 231 to Wetumpka, still a bit busy. I-65 and 85 looking good. Buckle up and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated right here. Get ready for fall at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Cricket Wireless, Young American Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza and straight off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. For Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors is the fastest growing used car dealer in the River Region, and we want your trade-in. Check out our inventory online at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
This is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. You should consider hiring a real estate agent for your new construction project. Someone who'll represent you, look out for your best interests, and help you save money. I will be with you from breaking ground to closing. For further details, please call me at 334-398-2896.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/radio. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/radio. That's 4hims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator like ourselves who will walk hand-in-hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Coming to Montgomery October 7th for one night only.
You know, it's the greatest honor of my life to serve as vice president.
Faulkner University presents the 48th Vice President of the United States, the Honorable Mike Pence.
It was freedom, not socialism, that gave us the most prosperous economy in the history of the world. Freedom is about enabling people to live their lives as they see fit, not government control.
Order your tickets today at faulkner.edu or call 334-386-7257.
Our children are going to have to relive the Dark Ages all over again. How come, after thousands of years of experiment, our new nation has come so far, so fast? All this in less than 200 years. What is the secret of our success? Well, I think it had to do with a basic American's creed. Perhaps it never passed the pioneer's lips in this form, but if it had, I think he would have said something like this. I believe in my God, in my country, and in myself. I know that sounds like a trite, too simple thing to say, and yet it's a rare man today who will dare to stand up and say, I believe in my God and my country and in myself, and in that order. When the early American pioneer first turned his eyes toward the West, there were only Indian trails, or traces, as they were called, for him to follow through the wilderness. Do you know today you can roller skate from Miami to Seattle, from San Diego to Plymouth Rock? In this little bitty instant, as historical time is measured, our 7% of the Earth's population has come to possess more than half of all the world's good things. How come? Well, sir, when that early pioneer turned his eyes toward the West, he didn't demand that somebody else look after him. He didn't demand a free education. He didn't demand a guaranteed rocking chair at eventide. He didn't demand that somebody else take care of him if he got ill or got old. There was an old-fashioned philosophy in those days that a man was supposed to provide for his own and for his own future. He didn't demand a maximum amount of money for a minimum amount of work. Nor did he expect pay for no work at all. Come to think of it, he didn't demand anything. That hard-handed pioneer just looked out there at the rolling plains, stretching away to the tall green mountains, and then lifted his eyes to the blue skies and said, thank you, God. Now I can take it from here. Now that spirit isn't dead in our country. It's dormant. It's been discredited in some circles, driven underground, but it isn't dead. It's just that a few seasons ago, politicians baiting their hooks with free barbecue and trading a Ponzi promise for votes began telling us we don't want opportunity anymore. We want security. We don't want opportunity, they said. We want security. And they said it so often we came to believe them. We wanted security. And they gave us chains, and we were secure. Suddenly, with our constitutional guarantees depleted, with our national character eroding away, with our tax laws penalizing those who dare to prosper, with workers concentrating on how little they can get by with instead of how much they can produce, suddenly we looked overhead one day to discover that the first tin moon in space was a Russian accomplishment. That free men dragging their feet had been outdistanced by slave workers dragging their chains. And we were sore afraid. Perhaps this was a disguised blessing, too. Maybe a dramatic accomplishment by this Cold War adversary was necessary to get us off our dead centers and back to work again. If we can revive in ourselves, then in our youth, something of that basic American's creed, the horizon has never, ever been so limitless. For man stands now on the threshold of his highest adventure of all, his first faltering footsteps into space. 20 years from today, half of the products you will be using in your everyday living aren't even in the dictionary yet. We've got it made. If we just keep on keeping on, we've got it made. And if we don't, we will follow those other great nation states of history into the graveyard of ignominious oblivion. History promises only this for certain. We will get exactly what we deserve.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters. France said late Friday it was immediately recalling its ambassadors to the United States and Australia after Australia.